Good morning. Welcome back to SharePoint Conference Television. This is where you get to see some of the thought leaders and innovation that's happening at the SharePoint Conference right here from the floor in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've also had a chance to speak with some of the great community members that make the SharePoint space such a unique place and a wonderful place to be a part of. Today, I have the folks from Women in SharePoint with me. Hello, Women in SharePoint. Yay!
Yeah, hi.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to have you here today. We're going to get a chance to have a talk about everything that you're doing. But first, let's introduce yourselves.
Sure. My name is Miriam van Olst. I'm from the Netherlands. I work as a SharePoint architect for Avanade there. I run the Dutch user group, and I'm a Microsoft MVP, and for whatever it's worth, Microsoft Certified Solutions Master SharePoint.
That's great. I think it's worth something. I think that's very important. I don't care.
I'm proud of it.
You should be proud of it, right? We should always be proud of our certifications. Excellent.
I'm Lori Gowan. I'm a Microsoft Premier Field Engineer specializing in SharePoint, and I help run the National Women in SharePoint organization and also co-lead the Birmingham User Group.
Oh, great.
I do a lot of that stuff.
I'm Kathy Dew. I'm a consultant out of Huntsville, Alabama. I run the Huntsville SharePoint User Group, and I'm also the co-chair of the National Board for Women in SharePoint.
So I'm Jennifer Mason. I work in the San Antonio, Texas area. I work with the local user group in San Antonio, hang out with the one in Austin, kind of hang out in the Texas area with the community out there.
That's great. I love Austin.
I do, too.
It's a wonderful place. Well, you know, really, what a great international panel. That's awesome. We appreciate that. One of the things I wanted to kind of go over was, if somebody is new in the SharePoint space, they might wonder, why women in SharePoint? Why do we want to stick together and hang out? What is it about? And I wanted to have them understand kind of a day in the life of a woman in SharePoint a little bit. Jennifer, can you share on that?
A day in the life. Well, it kind of goes to, it's not really a day in the life that's different than a man in SharePoint, but it's just along the lines of being able to connect with and network with others that have some of the same issues that you might have, that see things the same way that you see them, and you can kind of, you know, team up and work together in camaraderie and just have that relationship where you have somebody that you can talk to that you know understands some of the different things that you're doing. So I know Kathy and I do that quite a bit just in everyday life. I was like, Kathy, I'm going through this, and she'll be like, yeah, I've been through that, and have different conversations. It's just a way to encourage and uplift each other, and to just help each other get better. And so the more that we can spend time just together, it's kind of iron sharpening iron, and just building each other up and encouraging each other to keep moving forward even when we hit bumps and stuff.
Iron sharpening iron. That was beautiful. I love that. You know, that's tweet worthy, right?
Hey,
I'm going to be tweeting.
Tweet me.
Because I think, you know, it's really important for us to be able to, I know I love the fact that I could reach out to any of you at any time and ask a question, you know, or get help, and it's a safe environment,
right?
And it's a mentoring situation where we get to really help each other, like you said. And so I think that that's important. And how do you find new people? How do you tell them about it? And
so I spend a lot of time just walking around and meeting people. We were really thrilled to have the SPC 14 Yammer group this time and to be able to have a Women in SharePoint group within that network, and that enabled us to do all kinds of things. We even had people through that Yammer network setting up breakfasts and getting together at the conference here, and we did a little impromptu meetup, and being able to spread that message more through just that Yammer network was really great. We use Twitter, we use Facebook, we go out to different conferences, to different events, and just try to kind of build awareness and create those safe networking environments for just a little bit of a different, more and safe and enabling environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we need to be proud of the fact that there's so many women. I was having this conversation the other day that the very first SharePoint conference, there was like 7 women.
Yeah.
And, you know, look how many of us are here now. And we've really made inroads in this particular segment of the industry in all walks of it, right? There's developers, there's trainers, there's business architects. We're not just, you know, in one segment or the other, which I find really interesting. You were mentioning, too, that you run a user group. Is there a connection between running user groups and women in SharePoint a little bit, being able to build that community together?
Some Somewhat. I'm fortunate that the other co-chair in the user group that I run is also a woman, and we do a lot of times get together and talk. We don't have a large number in Birmingham, but we do talk about it. She's going to be joining us on a panel later for lunch. So we try to be involved as much as we can. It just, a lot of it depends on your geographic areas. We've got some areas like the D.C. area, New York, that have a larger concentration of user groups as well as women that are involved in SharePoint. We've seen a lot of growth in that area. You used to say that the average technical conference, maybe less than 10% were women, and we're seeing that grow steadily to maybe almost 25% being women. And so the encouragement of people to adopt the technology and not to be afraid to get out there and get involved in the community and work with other people is what we're all about.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, providing that pathway for people and letting people see that there's a future here. You know, I think that the skills that we learn here are so valuable, and they can just follow us everywhere. And it's not just here in the U.S., mm-hmm. it's everywhere, right? I had Debbie Ireland here yesterday. She's done some phenomenal work from a community perspective, mm-hmm, and, yes. you know, really trying to grow it in other places. We can't take for granted it's not just about the U.S.,
right?
It's an international effort.
For us, the Dutch user group is also run by me and another woman, so we also are completely, you know, run by women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. That's real great. And there's going to be an International Women's Day soon, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's Friday, so it's International Women's Day across the board, but I think it's really cool that it coincides with the conference here and with this panel here.
Yes. Another reason to celebrate.
We don't have to look far for this.
I don't think we have to look far for reasons to celebrate at all, but, you know, and I'm sure you think about this. I really think about how different my life would be if I was born somewhere else, mm-hmm. right? If I was born outside of the U.S. and wanted to have this sort of career, you know, how much harder would it have been, right? So I think it's great that we get an opportunity to kind of bond together and, mm-hmm. and help others.
And I do think it helps us as well, because, you know, whatever we do, if we do exactly the same thing as a man would do, like, you know, go mm-hmm. on stage and present, we stand out more because there's less
right.
of us.
That's right.
So if we do a good job, you know, people will notice earlier than for other people.
They do. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. They do. And I also think, don't you think there's something about just being present for each other, you know, and just mm-hmm. knowing that we're out there sometimes, because even still, I mean, Microsoft's a very diverse company. I feel mm-hmm. very lucky that I work in that sort of environment. But before I came to Microsoft, often I was the only woman in any room that I was in.
Yes.
And I think that while that maybe that is a different experience than a man would have, and how you conduct yourself there and maintain your femininity at the same time, you mm-hmm. know, personally, I still find that challenging. Jennifer, mm-hmm. what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's definitely one that's interesting. I still work in a predominantly male organization, so there's definitely times that I just want to scream, dude, you remember I'm a girl, right? But there, I work with some of the best guys, and so it's never intentional, and I think that's the thing to understand, or it's hardly ever intentional, and sometimes it can be, but it's hardly not. And so I think one of the reasons that the women have been able to strive as a group so well just in the SharePoint community is because of the awesome guys that are there supporting it as well.
100%. Yes.
So, you know, a lot of them support us being able to get together and have this camaraderie and stuff like that, but they also encourage us to step up and encourage other women to join into the group. And it's never, you don't really feel like that in this community, that you're not equal to them or different things along those lines. So I think that, you know, having that support there even helps embrace it more as a group of women. So I think we're just in a wonderful community that supports anything and everything that's different.
I agree. You know, I think it's been a long time since I worked in a place where all the men were so nice. They really are. They're really nice. They're good family men. They're connected to their community in ways that I just really, right. I really respect that. And I definitely have felt that, you know, they're open to us being right. there. Even in the developers community, you know, it definitely seems like it's happening.
I think one of the things, one of the questions that I get asked is, why do a specific women in SharePoint group as opposed to the more general women in technology groups? And the women in SharePoint group, one of the things I always tell people is our community is so different. It is so welcoming. We do have great men that support us and encourage us. And a lot of our backgrounds are so completely varied. I know I have an art degree. You know, I worked in advertising before I jumped into the technology space, and moving into the technology space where I was the only female in the workplace for a while, then coming into the community and being embraced by it is just something a little bit unique to the SharePoint community. And so that's why I kind of went out and created and have been really passionate about a women in SharePoint specific group, because I want to pull that sense of community from the SharePoint community into that women's encouragement and motivation.
It makes a huge difference. And I think someone also asked you recently about the connection between women in technology, that group that's been around for such a long time,
yes,
and women in SharePoint. And I thought that you got some of the inspiration a little bit from what they'd done in WIT, you know, a little bit. So is that accurate?
We definitely follow a lot of the same patterns and practices that they do. Just the difference that I see in our women in SharePoint groups is that we have a little bit more of a social focus than they do. So while we have a lot of the same initiatives, mm-hmm, where we encourage people to do the mentorships and the, you know, personal development and all of that career development activities, we also have a very social aspect of our groups that is different from the women in tech events. We encourage the women in SharePoint groups to get together and do a lunch or a happy hour and have that purely social networking environment,
yeah,
as opposed to more career and personal development being the primary focus.
Yeah.
Because our SharePoint community is such a social environment, and it's one of the ways to encourage the women and get them feeling a little bit more comfortable in that very social atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And then do you, I really have felt encouraged, and in watching you encourage other people to speak and help them understand how to, you know, do a presentation and what have you. I think that's one of the most daunting things that we do, is get up in front of a bunch of people and have the confidence to share our knowledge, because it's really not about the slide. It's really about just getting up there and having the confidence to have a conversation, right?
Yes.
So we know that, but not everybody knows that. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, I've seen you guys do that a lot. Do you have thoughts about how you mentor in that speaking area?
So I've been very fortunate that all of these wonderful ladies are very encouraging, and we too support each other. We go to each other's sessions, cheer each other on, ask for positive and critical feedback, you know, what was right, what was wrong. We do need those things because, you know, we can't all be perfect. But And not only that, I think we also have a lot of mentors that are not women in,
yes,
SharePoint that are willing to help us and to help us look at, you know, how do we start? How do we look at abstracts? Getting started for me, I was with a group of women and we ran our local user group all together. And that was my first encouragement there was, you know, why don't you try it here at the user group first and then moving on?
Right.
And yes, it was a group of women, but I've also had several male mentors in my life,
yes,
that have helped me to help refine those skills and know where I'm going in life. So I think it's very inclusive of the entire community. But being able to get together with a woman, sometimes we can say, hey, you know, don't wear that color next time. Man's not going to tell you that.
Right. Right. By the way, yeah, lipstick's crooked.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's so much of it about it, though, that's about just encouraging that everybody has a voice.
Yes.
Because as you step into the SharePoint community, I think it's been neat to see how many people are actually new to SharePoint here at this conference that have never done anything with SharePoint, that are just getting started. And it can be overwhelming to step into a community and be like, why would I have anything to say when everyone else has something to say? But everybody's perspective is so different that it's more about just being encouraged to share wherever you're at whatever, mm-hmm, level you're at, and not worry about it. I mean, the content that Kathy's going to share is never going to be the content that I share. And I'm cool with that because I don't need to do that. But it's really awesome. Like, everybody's, mm-hmm, going to have somebody else that they can be reaching by what they're sharing. And
right.
So I,
yeah,
think that as women, encouraging other women to really step in and do that, you can help and really impact the next generation of women by just bringing others along and introducing them and encouraging them to just tell their story and to tell their, you know, the concepts that they're working on and to share that out in the industry.
I, yeah, absolutely agree.
To help, yeah, facilitate the connections, yeah, is a big thing for me too. I get a lot of people that reach out to me. If it's something that I'm familiar with, I'll review their slides, you know,
yeah,
offer to do any of that, but I'm also quite happy to make connections to other people that are going to do that, whether, you know, regardless of who they are. And so it's been one of those great things to see some of the people that I've made connections with, other people now coming into the speaking arena and just facilitating that and, you know, being like, you should really talk to this person, they're going to help you, and seeing them provide that encouragement to step forward and start speaking is just one of the most rewarding things in the environment.
It's wonderful. And, you know, this point of having a voice and making the right connections, there's also, I don't want us to forget about that international component, because it's very cultural the way we do those things, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's super important that everybody have a voice. Other people think of that differently, but we still want to encourage them, you know, because one of the things that you mentioned just kind of briefly in passing is some of us have been here for a while, right? And it seems as if, you know, I suppose if you get a certain degree of notoriety in the SharePoint space, like, I don't know what that even means, really. You know, what does that even mean? You know, but
it means you're on a top 25 list somewhere.
Somewhere. Maybe you make it or maybe you don't. But the point is, what's really important is the other people's experiences.
Right.
And I remember, even still, you know, comparing myself to other people and kind of feeling bad, like, oh, I hadn't written as much on my blog, or I hadn't done as much or whatever. And, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. And then the same voice in my head as opposed to that one is like, no, whatever you put out has value. Mm-hmm. Somebody might read it, and if it's one person, just do it. And even if nobody does, you did it for yourself.
Right.
And I've gotten that kind of encouragement in Women in SharePoint,
right?
That's different, a little bit different than the encouragement I get very much from my male mentors, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I think also realizing that whatever you're doing is, you know, worth sharing, and not everyone, you know, we all feel that if we do something, we achieve something in a project or something, that, you know, if I can do it, everyone can do it.
Yeah.
But that's not always true, right? Even if someone can do it, you can help people by, you know, getting them in the right direction, and so they have to spend a lot less time on it because they have the information that you provided.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not just true for women, it's also true for men.
That's right.
You know, in my projects and when running the user group, a lot of times I have to go up to both women and men and say, you know, what you're doing is really interesting. Would you be willing to share that with us? And they're like, well, you know, but everyone could have figured this out. Like, yeah, but you did. So, you know,
right,
please
exactly.
share it and
yeah.
help us.
And that's really the acceleration. We're talking a lot about acceleration. Of course, at Microsoft, it's starting to get to be a little bit of an overused word, except it's so incredibly true that that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think that's going to trickle down to other people. And to do that, you have to share information. I can't accelerate if I'm trying to figure out everything myself.
Right.
And those are not for us, in case anybody else can hear those. So, it, you know, but it's a very, very true point. Everybody's voice has value.
Mm-hmm.
All the work that's being done is helpful. Share as much as possible.
SharePoint is one of those products that you can be a person who doesn't do anything with technology and lives in SharePoint day in and day out, or you could be someone who's actually, you know, plugging in the servers and keeping them on, but together, everyone working together is what makes it an awesome product. And
yes.
So we have to have a community that embraces all of that. And so I think with women in SharePoint, it's a safe way for people to come in and get connected and then be encouraged to start spreading that voice out and then to expand that community to grow even larger. And so it's a unique community in of itself, is because you can be very technical or non-technical but still have a voice that impacts the whole direction of a project or anything along those lines. And so it's a unique environment.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point.
It's a way to lose the fear.
Yeah, for sure. Because mm-hmm. fear isn't going to help us get anything accomplished either.
Right.
And there's so much to do right now, and so many people to train, and so many new features coming, and mm-hmm. you know, it's only going to get busier to help people get real business value out of a product they probably already have,
right.
But they can do more with, right? Absolutely. So how do people find you? How do people get involved?
So you get involved, we have Twitter handle Women in SP as our Twitter handle, and then womeninsharepoint.com is our newly launched website. We just revitalized our website and launched it right before the conference. And so you simply go there and email us. You can find ways to contact us there. And there's lots of groups in different areas. And so you simply can come there and we'll connect you with the group that's in your area, or even just connect you with other women that are in your area that maybe are not having a formalized group meeting yet, so that you can start your own group if you so desire. So
that's wonderful.
It's all right there through the website.
And so that's womeninsharepoint.com.
womeninsharepoint.com.
Really exciting, exciting.
Yeah.
It's been a long journey, you know, it's been such a, and when was it founded, right?
It's been 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like a time warp.
I went back and looked it up the other day when I was writing a little blog post about it. I was like, it's really been 4 years.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's so exciting. And, you know, as more people come into the community, mm-hmm. this kind of organization becomes more and more important, and we have an opportunity mm-hmm. to really help others. You guys are doing great work. And,
you
know, I know it's one thing I always want to make make sure people understand is you don't get paid for this. This is above and beyond the work that you do in your day job. And that's how much we believe in this community, is that you all are willing to do this for free, you know, when you could be sitting on the couch, you know, watching Thor, right? So I don't know why that was the example that came up. But we
maybe
could be. But instead, you're out mentoring other women in the SharePoint community and really being key members of the voice of this broad and diverse community. So we, you know, on behalf of Microsoft, we thank you for that. And it's really important work. So keep it up.
Fantastic. Great.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So this was another episode of SharePoint Conference Television, some of the movers and shakers and the women in SharePoint board. So happy to have them with me. Make sure that you can keep that conversation going by visiting their website at womeninsharepoint.com. You can also see more great content from SharePoint Conference 2014 right on Channel 9. My name is Caruana Gatimu. I'm happy to be with you today. Let's get out there and get busy.